Star streaming. Live, though. Oh. Today will be...
Hopefully there's no breaks today.
Yeah. You stop singing, it's so nasty.
I will be ordering some Uber Eats, guys. So
I will be ordering some DoorDash. So
what's a DoorDash?
We are both. It's basically the same thing as Uber Eats.
Okay, we gonna get fat.
We getting fat tonight or today to noon. It's 12 p.m.
Yeah, good one, champ.
Yo, Mr. Kyle. I wanted to cause I've had. I need to turn my mic down. Got a hot mic. What causes nightmares? Are they ever natural or justified? I mean, yeah, if you're effing things up in your life and making bad decisions,
yeah,
then it would make sense. I'm gonna put a sweater on. But that's sort of rare that you're like, you're effing your life up so bad that...
I guess.
Because I've had like 4 nightmares in the past 2 weeks. Which is not... I never have nightmares.
Past 2 weeks? Maybe you're predicting the future.
I don't know if it's premonition stuff.
Last year, right before I started like dating my girlfriend, you had a dream that like big changes.
Yeah, like I kept having these. Last summer, I had similar weird dream stuff in that I kept having dreams with the motif of like big changes are gonna happen, big transformation, big whatever. And then like that was all throughout July, and then August 1st, channel got terminated.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, huh. And then you started dating your,
my first girlfriend.
Yeah, your first girlfriend, who's also good. Yo, Chunky, yeah.
If you had nightmares, you probably had nightmares, cause, I don't know, I really do think that, psychic interfacing, cause I don't really have dreams, or if I do have them, I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might be having my dreams. And sometimes
yeah, that sort of happened before. Mm-hmm. I dream for you because you don't.
And nightmares. Yeah, that's pretty accurate feeling.
Yeah.
Nightmare. Terrifying dream. What should I go for? What should I go for? For my Uber Eats.
Okay, the 25th of June. Farted in my mouth. No, wait. It was even before that. I'm trying to find the date this. Okay, it was the 20th of June.
Don't care.
But you also had a bad dream on the 30th of June.
Hmm. Okay. Supreme.
You're doing the D&D stuff right now? Victor is farting and pooping.
I'm discombobulated.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let me get my
I'm gonna move
sweater.
Out, like, I'm gonna move out to my own place in, like, under a month, guys. Isn't that crazy?
I know I had four bad dreams. I can only remember two of them, which is the bomb one. Well, there was multiple bad dreams that night where, like, I got whooping cough and the whole bomb thing. But last night, it was my house getting invaded while I was home alone by, like, Mexicans.
Yeah, but the process is so annoying, man. The process.
Just give me the money, Igga. You, what you doing with my money, though, bruh?
The process.
What you want, you black bastard? Yo, what? Yo, that's stylish. That'd be like crazy. Alright, what?
That's pretty swag.
I be swag though. And what you want? You be angry because I be flexing on everybody? Venus. But it's not good. It's not good. Having bad dreams, not good. And it's probably both personal and like world scale thing. That's happened twice now, as far as I can remember. At this time of year.
I'll go to my girlfriend's house tomorrow. I'm gonna take the thing I gotta fill out, the form I gotta fill out. And it's literally just the form and the money, and then I can live at that house. And then it's the next part is ordering the furniture,
mm-hmm.
and getting it, and the internet, and then I'm friggin' free, man! Oh, that's so close, I can feel it!
The egg is getting free from the master.
I feel like a damn slave here.
I really have bad dreams. Yeah, me too. I, like, very rare, especially recently. Hadn't had one in a long time.
I haven't had a nightmare in a very long time
then
either.
Then just, bam.
I think I've had, like, under 10 nightmares my whole life. Like, not counting the sex nightmares. Which were, like,
I don't know.
Like a fucking attack.
Like, during... It might be during the summer because, like, during the school year, my dreams get a lot more cracked out because during the school year, my problem is very obvious. So it's usually straightforward, like, I'm just in school, like, hanging out and whatever. But once, like, school's over, my brain resets and I start becoming, like, a receiver for psychic messages again.
It's really ridiculous, like, the way my mom talks... It almost makes me forget that I have 50,000 Brazilian bucks that I can, like, whip out.
Whipping it out.
Like, I feel like sleeping all the time right now, but whenever I think about the fact that all I gotta do is get that place, rent it out, and then order furniture, and I'm literally, I can literally just leave. That's all I want. I wish I could, like, fast forward to that. Want to get that done so much, man. Done with. Don't have to interact with my mom. I feel like I can freaking delete her chat permanently on WhatsApp. Never, ever again want to deal with that person. Oh, such a torturer. Such a tormentor. Oh. Such a weight. Such a weight. But I guess it'll... My mom told me I wouldn't be able to rent that place because the renter would ask for income proof. But I asked and they said no. We only need the form and your CPF.
Yeah, because they just want the money. But yesterday with the moving stuff, I got my VR, but also I got my PS4 controllers, so I don't have to hook up freaking little switch penises to my computer every time.
Switch penis. Switch penis.
I just flipped a switch. Now I'm penis.
No, I don't think the song goes like that.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. But the interesting thing was last year I dreamt of water, bodies of water a lot, swimming and stuff. And now it's fire. It's not good.
Yeah.
After my mom passed, I was here watching over me while I'm sleeping. I'd wake up to hug her or something, and she'd be gone. Happened for about 6 months. It's crazy. That's rough.
Roughing it. Wait a second. Wait a minute. Oh man, my penis?
Yeah, I had a lot of water dreams last year too. Too much of them. Huh. It's weird.
Too much of them. Like drowning?
It was a lot of pools and like bathrooms. And being naked. Those were the things. Like, I remember like diving into a like really deep pool, sort of like a long rectangle shape, with like a full suit on, diving down to get my backpack. Or being in bathrooms a lot. And like being naked in bad places like school, and like then school floods, like all like overlapping. My dreams bathrooms usually don't work. What works in dreams? I mean, are you trying to use them? Usually you don't have to go defecate during your dream. What are you crying about? Pools, lakes, but I wasn't naked. I was extremely good at swimming and diving into water a lot, despite being horrible at swimming in real life. Isn't that a stereotype about black people?
Mm-hmm.
Acres can't swim. Yeah, there was also, like, there was also fire juxtaposed against water. Like, there was a fire going through my hometown, and, like, it was going right next to the canal that ran through it. Oh, frick. What do I plug this into? Venus. What is she barking at? Oh, hold on, I'll be right back.
Did you get raped? Oops. Why does it smell like cigarettes in my room? Am I smoking cigars? Can you keep them in the dark for life? The best is yet to come. Man, okay, no money yet. This is a season, fellas, and the season shall pass. Ooh. Can you keep them in the dark for life? Oh, Father. Yo. That's pretty sick nasty. This place looks crazy good. It's sort of more expensive, but still. Is it winter? No, not that kind of season.
Alright, I'm back. Penis! I'm sorry. So winter already? Oh yeah, seasons are reversed there.
It's gonna have 1,000? No, it's, let's say, 150.
What are you barking? Yeah, you crackhead! I never got the why I had so many dreams about being like naked in bad places. Cause like, isn't it like bill collectors? It's like being vulnerable and whatever. It never corresponded to anything IRL. Hold on, I'm gonna change the port for my webcam. Okay. Back on you, Edgar. Okay. Yeah, that's what the naked thing was. I too had so many naked dreams. It was wild how often they were. That's really strange. Now that's really strange. Alright, we'll be gaming now. We will be gaming now.
And if you want to find her with me, I
can
show
you. And if you want to have gay sex, no.
What are you? What? Okay. Why do you keep talking about gay sex?
Oh, I still have the retarded settings? That's great. You can, like, have a mod that lets you adjust settings so you can jump way too high.
That's what the naked thing was. I had so many naked dreams. It was wild how often they were. I've never dreamt I was naked.
I used to have those, like, every night. In the same time period, I had the water dreams.
I literally never have had a naked dream. Suppose it's because of the shamelessness?
Yeah, but I didn't understand it because it was not, like, I knew the theme at the time, what that meant. But it didn't, like, seem to add up with IRL. But maybe I was just being stupid.
Are you skating?
Yeah. I'm gonna fart. Ow! Hold on.
Does it hurt to fart?
If these maps work. On a good day, no. On a really good day, yes. Okay, this
That's
actually
a good
works.
Answer.
Beast.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Ow!
You suck at skating.
Hold on. That's actually true.
Can't even do a kick flop.
Is this just train tracks? Makes kind of a bad place. Oh, broke my penis. Oh, that's pretty high.
With your fanus?
Mm-hmm. My fake anus. My real one's Whoa. Still intact.
Oh, okay.
Oh. No way. Ow. Wait, do you remember what month or season it was? It was July. It was July. It was this. It was basically around this time last year.
Anus?
Ow, I keep hitting my anus on everything. How is this even possible?
How do you pay taxes?
No idea. And, not relevant to me either. I'm not gonna... Smile kinda sucks. Smile kinda sucks big ones. Big red ones.
Okay, yeah, okay. Your mom canceled the other payment, so that's pretty good. Everything's proper.
Base.
Proper?
That's proper, mate. That's pretty proper. Yeah. July? I had a lot of those dreams in the summertime, like it was summer in the dream. But what was the time IRL? Do you not remember? The only reason I know is because I have, like, logs on Discord of all of them. How many flips can I do with my penis? Let's check it out. Let's check it out. Let's find out. What's up, Mythbusters? It's your... I failed. It's your boy, Tardface. Septuple flip. That's pretty... That sounds pretty sexy. Go over? That's so gay. Ooh, breaking
That's
my leg.
The craziest part about my life is that I don't waste money with transportation. I work at home. But it's from 2013. I'm gonna go get my food.
Okay. Should probably order right now as well. I'm getting hungry. And some chipotle, would you say? Ow! I actually recorded one of the dreams, but it was in January. Funny enough, you and Faith were in the dream. That's weird. You haven't talked to Faith, have you? No, right? You don't know her. Wait, in one of the naked dreams? That's foul. That's so gross. Ew. I'm just kidding. But, January of last year, to be more specific. Oh, January 2019. This is not... Gosh, that's my settings. Default. Nope, I haven't, which is still odd to me, but it was swimming dream goofball. Yeah, I'm just being parted. Well, that was good. That's pretty good, actually. Why is this like this? Let me check out the... Boy, this is gonna, I'm gonna die. Kill myself. Can I get on any of these? Guess I'm just sort of retarded then. I'm gonna kill myself. Hit it at the very end. I'm gonna... A bit too high.
Hello, Fart Nation.
What's up, Fart Nation? It's your boy. Who's your boy? Mr. Fart?
Yes.
It's your boy, Mr. Fart.
Dr. Fart.
Dr. Fart. Sorry. Yeah, that's Dr. Fart to you. That's Sergeant Fart to you, you freaking black person. Oh my, I just killed myself.
What?
Almost had a good one going, but then I farted and fell off my board.
What are you doing, man? Can you stop farting, please?
No.
I'm sorry, can we stop farting? It's getting a little on my nerves right now.
Can you do one of these?
My burger's here and I want to eat my burger.
Oh. Alright, let me order some, Pull it.
Oh, so you're like a racist and you're gonna eat Mexican food?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat Mexican food after a Mexican just tried to rape me in my sleep last night.
Best way to celebrate.
Celebrating with Mexican food. Bowl? Yes. Chicken? Oh yeah. What do you mean half portion? Chicken? White rice? Beans? No beans. That's gross. Some lettuce. And, I get a Mexican Coke? Crazy. What kind of drinks y'all has got? Hubert's lemonade? What do you do? What does Hubert got to do with lemonade? Are you pissing it? So okay. Looks reasonable. Yo, I hate beans too. Yeah, they don't really, they just taste like protein powder. I don't know, it's weird. The face when your sleep paralysis demon is a minority. Aren't those demons always black? Mine were. Yeah, don't think that's a coincidence, honestly, sweetie. Gonna give a $4 tip because I'm freaking loaded. Diaper. I'm Mr. Loaded over here. Okay, place order. Okay, gonna arrive in an hour. I eat them. I mean, it's a construct of your mind, so it could be anything, right? Unfortunately, it's real. I mean, yeah, I'd say if you have a sleep paralysis demon, it's real.
Probably.
Oh, you don't get it. It's theta sleep or beta fail.
Yeah, beta. I just beta farted through my alpha waves. But because that's a very unique experience. You actually get paralyzed. You can't move. So I'd say that's demonic. For realsies. Luckily, I've never had that. Don't think you had that either, ever. Right?
Nope. I mean, there's a problem with the explanation of that, which is, they say, oh,
yeah, this is hard.
You wake up, but your muscles and your whole body don't get the message that you've woken up, so they're still, like, shut off.
Yeah, but you move in your sleep, don't you?
Yeah, but like, that happens. That is, like, so that you don't start, you know, so that you don't sleepwalk, you don't act out everything you do in your dreams.
Mm. There's, like, a lock on it?
Shuts off your muscles.
Yeah.
So that you don't do what you do in your dreams. Yeah, but if you're woken up, but just not the part of your muscles, then what's the demon about? You're not dreaming. What's the demon about?
Yeah, why are you... Because it says you're awake. Okay, so you won't be dreaming anymore or, like, hallucinating, right?
Yeah. Why are you... If you're dreaming, but you're not dreaming. Okay.
Oh, frick. Oh, just raped my anus. Well, evil is non-being, right? Not necessarily. Because evil beings exist. Because evil exists, so obviously... But how much do they exist if they exist outside of, like, God's grace? Yeah, God doesn't create evil. Evil is, yeah. God creates beings that have free will, and some of them choose evil. But it wouldn't be a choice if they were immediately, like killed and yeeted out of existence. That's why hell is a thing.
Exactly.
But if God forced all of the beings he created to follow him, that would not be right, so they have to have free will. My sleep paralysis demon was creepily singing a Bruno Mars song to me. What? Hold on, what?
Crazy.
I haven't heard a Bruno Mars song since I farted in the toilet. Imagine that. Going to a toilet. Sitting down in a toilet every time you have to fart. It like echoes. Fucking, I have to plug in my anus. Hold on. Okay. Be back in business, baby.
Animals have souls, it's just not eternal.
Really? Is it a soul if it's not eternal? I mean, what is even the definition of a soul?
And it's a progressive thing. Like, a dog or a cat, they have more of a soul than a bug or a fish.
Well, yeah, can any living creature truly be soulless? Yes, is a good question. Biological machine. Yeah, that is sort of a... I was just regarded as a biological machine, but where'd you get the soul thing from?
I believe there's a story about... I think it's St. Athanasius or something like that, where he trolls a demon, but he says, the first soul that goes into the church that you demon... Give me the power to build a church.
Mm-hmm.
And the first soul that enters the church, I'll give to you. And the demon goes, alright. He builds a church, the first thing that goes into the church is a dog. The dog dies, his soul vanishes.
Guess that's a good point.
But I believe I've seen it multiple places actually about the non-eternal soul.
Animals don't really have free will, they operate solely on instinct, right? Yeah, they don't have... Well... That's a good, you know... If you have... They don't really have a way of following or not following God, though, because they're sort of... Like, not really aware.
Yeah, like... When we die... We don't get absorbed into God, we exist alongside Him.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs, they don't own themselves. They have no free will. They're not beings like we are.
Mm-hmm. But not having free will isn't cruel in that case, because there's not even really an option to be good or evil in the first place, because dogs are not aware of any such thing. So I guess a better way to put it would be for beings that are, like, you know, aware. There we go.
So, if... Yeah, dogs depend on us. They're things, they're not beings, sort of. To the extent that we can own them, God doesn't get to, God doesn't tyrannize us. He can't, you know, physically force us to do stuff that's wrong, because we're things with the capability of choice.
Ah, my penis.
Talking about your peanuts, what happened to them?
I don't know, they like spilled all over the floor. Now I don't have peanuts. F a backside salad.
That sounds bad.
Oh boy. I don't know, the game told me I got my backside salad tossed, so I don't know.
Yeah, so that sounds like something you get in prison.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my grandpa reiterated that whatever you do, just don't hit a woman, because then the cops are gonna like beat you up, and then you're gonna go to prison. They're gonna F you in your butthole. That's really not good.
So yeah, especially in Brazil, it's like brown people. Gonna really learn, boy.
The problem in Brazil, because in California, there's plenty of black people and Mexicans, but there's no rape in prisons.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Brazil is the huge number of trannies. And trannies do not respect any laws like that. They're gonna rape you.
Mm-hmm. A dog trying to understand human's actions is like a human trying to understand God's actions. Yeah, I like analogies like that because they put it into perspective. Big time. Is there like an official definition of what a soul is?
I don't think so.
Too abstract? Well, generally you have like an idea. It's the difference between like...
I mean, ever since like forever, people have had conceptions of like... Well, things are naturally moving around. And nothing can, you know. So from the idea of the first mover, you can already decide, okay, there's like a, like, there's a soul to the world that animates things, that makes, you know, rocks fall and whatever else. They're just not refined at all.
Mm-hmm.
What ours is like the peak of refinement before fully ascending, I suppose. Like, we can do some psychic interfacing with dogs or cats.
Yeah. Sort of vaguely the difference between a living and non-living thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ability to communicate with something else. It's basically like having internet in the spirit realm. Whatever.
Yep.
Oh, that was sexy though. And then I died.
My whole butthole.
Is that STDs? That was sexy though, and then I died.
I guess that's AIDS.
Yeah. Wait, gay people are sexy? Victor, come on now.
You don't get AIDS from gays, you get AIDS from monkeys.
Monkeys are sexy? I guess they are. Wait!
There's, you know, red butts.
Yeah, fertile.
Yeah, it's the best. My greatest word, famous. My favorite word.
Anus.
Sexy. Fertile.
Imagine being a cop. Not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's fun. Sounds like a whole lot of crap in my anus.
In my gooch. Friggin' gooch. That's a good word.
What's crazy is that that's like the name of a clothing brand.
Oh, Gucci. My Gucci. Something that is like a gooch.
It's small.
It's Gucci! Now I understand.
It's like a gooch, but smaller. Gucci.
What'd you order?
Gucci.
For food?
Who doesn't like Gucci? Everybody loves Gucci. Very expensive, fragrant, smooth, flexible Gucci.
Hey, shut up.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm gonna fart. Ow.
Can I, like, get a power slide anywhere? Here?
Okay, I just ate the whole burger.
In one bite?
No.
Just by looking at it, right?
Oh, in multiple bites, I ate the whole burger.
I just burger heard you unwrap it. Thing. You ate it in 5 seconds?
No, I ate it. I ate it like 10 minutes.
Oh.
10 minutes. You know what? I don't even gotta tell you nothing. You know you're retarded.
What? All right, maybe that's true. What about it?
You invented AIDS.
Yeah, that's going a bit far.
With your penis.
Oh my butt! That was pretty hot.
Oh my god.
Oh, frick.
I had sleep paralysis, where I woke up for a couple seconds, couldn't move, saw a snake in my bed, then I could move, I jumped and screamed at the top of my lungs in front of the light, and didn't realize I was retarded.
Hmm.
Sophia has had multiple snake dreams.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, which is also unsettling. But I'm surprised I haven't had sleep paralysis, because I have a big problem with, like, seeing stuff in my room and, like, misinterpreting it. Like, when you wake up and, like, 12 and you look to your side and it's like, oh, there's someone standing there. Oh, no, it's just a light. Ah, messed that one up. My mom had a lot of snake and spider dreams. Yeah, that's basically, like, very, like, primordial, like, snake threat, whatever.
Something really... negative about spiders. I'll tell you guys that right now.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Yeah, especially skeptical of them after reading that DMT post.
Yeah.
And you know, it, the monster is just a freaking interdimensional spider
the
whole
same
time.
Thing. They're describing the same thing. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
So that's it's a real archetype of something. A real being. Yeah. Ah, I just broke my penis. Yeah, classic, you know. Oh man, that made me remember, like, really... I think that was the last time I had a nightmare before the most recent ones. But, like, I dreamt, like, Satan in the form of a snake was talking to me. It was horrible. It was very abstract. I don't remember anything he said, but I woke up feeling horrible. Like, big time dread.
What did he look like as a snake?
I didn't get a picture. I knew it was a snake. It was the way he sounded and just, like, dream knowledge. But I didn't get a good look. I don't remember anything he said. Just knew he was there and talking to me.
Right now.
Groveling.
There's the devil and then there's demons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but the demons take care of a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does the devil do?
Like, the CEO of the company.
Yeah, that sounds like big moves.
Does he give orders? Is he planning? Is he coordinating?
Yeah, what's he planning?
Most of them, they were correlated to something in real life that would happen later. What? What's them?
Is hell like China? Because I would say like Soviet Russia, but Soviet Russia was really inefficient.
Yeah. So lasts a very short.
Cause Lucifer is supposed to be like the greatest at being evil.
Typo? What word? Yeah, oh, most of them were correlated to something in real life that would happen later. Oh, so it was like precognition stuff? I don't know.
My girlfriend, I believe, has had some of that.
I don't know if that stuff is a godsend or, like, that's the only place it could probably come from. That has happened multiple times to me. Is it, like, your guardian angel warning you? Giving you a chance to prepare?
Some of it is godsend, some of it's not.
Some of it's fake messages.
There was this one guy who, like, kept having visions of the future. And he prayed that if they weren't coming from God, they should stop, and they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. I guess it is variable. We're all like the same, and we're like all equal. Or something. Are we? I don't remember that. I didn't get that memo.
How does the guardian angel thing work? How do you know who it is? You can pray. I often pray to be reminded of certain things of my guardian angel, and it works. But you don't know their name or anything, but they are like assigned to you, and they can either accept or reject. I think they manifest as someone you know and trust in real life, but I've yet to. Nah, that's not a thing. They're actually angels. So you can't see them or anything, because angels are not physical.
The two rings lit on fire, they're probably the best idea.
Yeah.
Two rings. Wheels. Wheels of fire.
Mm-hmm. They don't, by necessity, they don't have physical bodies. Physical manifestations. My girlfriend told me if you become incapacitated and can't finish your rosary, the guardian angel will finish it for you. That'd be cool, though. Those two are broken, so.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow I'll file the thing. I'll write out and fill out the form. And Friday I'm going to go see the apartment, and I'll see if I can already deliver the file instantly.
Alright.
And maybe next week my apartment will be my apartment.
Man, that's so good.
This is ordering stuff. Hopefully we can do it like with some international card you got, because that's gonna be a lot less rapey than throwing the money over here and then buying it. Definitely falling asleep in the middle of one before when I was laying on my bed. Oops. I really pray mine when I'm going to the gym. Today coming and going from the gym was pretty tough. Cause it was raining and it was cold. But I still did it. It's pretty swag.
Wah!
Should I watch Schindler's List?
No. Maybe.
Is it any good?
For a video? No, it's not good. I fell asleep like 2 minutes in. The only reason to do it would be for a video to say how Jews are awesome and cool.
Why do Jewish people have curly hair? It's really weird.
I don't know.
They have curly hair in a really gay way, too.
Here we go. Increase top speed. Okay. I watched Blade Runner, the original one. Yeah, I recommend it. Under a certain set of conditions, which you were here yesterday, you heard me mention them.
Oh, yo, I'm smoking crack.
What's the order received? Better be delivered soon.
Listen to the new Kanye verse.
New Kanye verse? Huh? Where though?
Here.
Oh, that song. May that be gay though. Ah! Make sure you get the, if you're gonna watch that movie, make sure you get the final cut version. I don't know where it is though, besides pirating it. Because Amazon did not specify. I ended up watching, I don't know, I think it was the director's cut version, which is like the worst one. It was a shame.
Plan B was a plan A to lower the count of our families.
Have you taught in any of your vids about how you ended up Roman Catholic? Like, what you brought up in that and you chose to embrace it, or did you find it on your own? Nah. My parents are not, like, my mom's full-on atheist, my dad's agnostic. So yeah, that was recent development in the past year.
Yeah, it's also way too vague. There was no big movement.
Yeah, there was no, like, one moment. It happened very gradually. Yeah, from 2018 to 2019. Yeah. Like, fall... We were
talking repeatedly about tangential things, and they just added up, they squared out.
Yeah. Like, from fall 2018 to summer 2019. So it's been almost exactly a year. I think in July I started praying the rosary last year, so... And, having the... like, demonic experiences, maybe go to church as well. And, it was sort of weird, because, like, Christina was very adamant and, like, aggressive about me going to church in a way that she isn't usually. I'm sure if I go on, I'm trying to get on, General Sam's podcast. He's talking about having me on before. Now I want to take him up on it. He's just a normal dude, which is what I'm, which is good to talk to. I'm not gonna have to talk about freaking retarded crap.
So, when did you kill your first black person?
Yeah. And, I know in, like, one of his other podcasts, he said, like, yeah, I don't know, Gavin McKinnon's, like, crazy white supremacist. I think I can talk to him about that.
Yeah, I heard that from a guy recently, a guy, like, who is a
right-winger. Which is really crazy, because it's like, watch Get Off My Lawn, and it's...
Yeah. It's like, he's... Of all the people in, like,
he's less stuff, crazy than I am. About stuff.
He's the closest one to me. Because, like, yeah, he comes from a generally anarchist background, and he sort of figured out, like, that the anarchy leftists we would talk about was retarded. And he just followed the principles, like, yeah, government is bad. Being a man is good. And he frequently features a white nationalist in his stuff.
Your voice cut out.
He frequently features a white nationalist in his podcast, Jared Taylor, the white.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The old guy. But he used to be punk and, like, just follow that through. And that, you know. Sure, rigorous about it. So you get. Hitler was a woman.
I'm gonna kill myself. It's interesting listening to you two just talk through things and figure stuff out. I think I'm lagging like 6 months behind you two. Time just right, so I can't start taking RCIA classes because of the pandemic. Yeah, it was bad timing for me too, because it was like the church had to close like just a few days before the confirmation ceremony for me.
This is a little season where the demons are loose. Mm-hmm. They'll be back in their cage soon. I want to go live in my own house, man. and I want to propose to my girlfriend. All probably this year.
That's crazy, man. The world is doing its best to stop us from being Cal, yeah.
The world is doing its best to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. Man. And people talk. You gotta be scared, dude. You have to be scared. You just gotta be scared. If you're not scared, you're some crazy... I don't know. You're some crazy racist. I don't know, man.
You don't feel fear because you're a racist. That's the opposite of what they usually say. They say is like, phobe. It's a fear thing. You're afraid of black people.
Yeah. Now the people who are, you know, who are the real cowards all along.
You're just afraid of people who are different than you.
Mm-hmm.
There's love and fear. And you're not in love. You're in fear. Well, I don't feel afraid. Feel pretty comfortable.
Now it takes a lot of courage to be racist. Just broke my nuts.
Bro. Why are you naked on the internet?
That's a good question. Always a relevant question. Yeah, as much as I want to go to church, there's a seed of something inside me that doesn't feel like going back. I'm hoping there isn't a demon trying to rape me spiritually. There's always a demon, trying to rape you spiritually, so be wary. Like, it's the same as having a guardian angel. There are enough demons that there is one, like, having butt sex with all of us at all times. Like, subtly. Trying to slip his penis in. So... But I finally get to go back this Sunday, because now I'm in Nevada, they're actually allowed to be open. Just crazy. You're not allowed to, you know, go someplace.
Okay, I'm gonna go get coffee. How much time have we been streaming?
For an hour.
I think we can, like, close it off. I need to keep checking my bank to see if the PayPal money entered, and then, pay for the mail thing, and then tomorrow I'll go get the form, fill it out. Friday I'll go check it, see if I can already deliver it.
Okay.
And, I think I'm doing pretty good. See you guys later. Keep you open to the developments.
All right. Yeah. Peace out.